Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Matt Murphy takes the week off this week, so we'll bring in our super sub, Tommy Lyons, of course, of the Irish Examiner. And Tommy, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
You're very welcome, Pat.
Tom, I suppose this time last year we put up a 25-1 winner actually this weekend, so hopefully we get something similar this weekend.
Not sure if we get that now, but we'll give it a go.
Racing this week so far in Ballybrit, Tom, over the first 4 days of racing that has taken place, has been quite competitive and good for local Cork and Waterford jockeys, I suppose, starting Monday evening. That great story, of course, of Jody Townend winning the Connacht Hotel Handicap, qualified riders handicap.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that was the best story of the entire week, Pat. You know, Jody had well documented problems with her back there, and she had the rods put in and things didn't go right with it, and it had to be, you know, she got infections and all that, and she just had a really trying time for a very young girl. She showed a great attitude to come back, and what I liked about it was not only the fact that she won the race, but that Willie was so strong about her, and he said he thinks that he wants her to get a flat licence, and he thinks that, you know, she could be a really good flat jockey, and that suggests to me that he'd give her plenty of opportunities. So, you know, it could be exciting times ahead. Hopefully she'll stay injury free now, and we'll you know, she's got the pedigree, sister to champion jockey Paul Townend. You know, I mean, she's got that pedigree, so hopefully, you know, we'll go and see the best of her now over the next few years. She's a smashing young girl, and we'd only wish her the very best of luck in the next few seasons, Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, she has ridden a couple of point-to-point winners over the last few seasons as well. Speaking of local jockeys, of course, David Russell got his name on the score sheet in the first race on Monday with Lethal Steps.
Yeah, he did. It was a bit of a surprise. I think Lethal Steps had run his races over hurdles, I think, were in double figures, and finally got off the mark. It was hardly a long term plan to win that race, but it just panned out well. But then again, Davey gave it a superb ride. He had it in the perfect position throughout. I mean, if you had backed the horse, and it was a decent price, if you had backed the horse, you were thinking to yourself the whole way around, you know what, I couldn't ask for more here. I mean, the perfect position the whole way. If the horse is good enough, it'll win, and if it's not, it won't. And that's what you want a top jockey for, like said Davey Russell, is to have them in the right position and give the horses the opportunity. And he did that, and he was all smiles. He loves to celebrate in front of a big crowd, and he did that on the way back.
Sure did. Of course, it was good racing on Tuesday. The big race, of course, was the Colm Quinn BMW Mile Handicap, going to the way of Adrian McGuinness with Saltonstall, a good stalwart throughout the season. This is a horse that Adrian McGuinness, as I picked up this year, was well fancied for the English Lincoln at the start of the year. Couldn't really get a grip of him early, but by God, did he get a grip of him on Tuesday night.
Yeah, look at the horse had a few issues in his time. He used to be owned by Godolphin, he was trained by Mick Halford. You know, it was a nice performance. I think it's the biggest success of Ado's career, and you know, we see Ado getting plenty of winners, and particularly around the likes of Bellastown. But lovely to see he gets plenty of winners here too. Actually, he's a good man to target this meeting too. It was nice to see Saltonstall. I think he's running again the weekend, but I think many of them that ran in that race are running again this weekend. But yeah, it was a nice performance. He won a little shade Cosley, I'd say, and he's gone up £7 for the weekend. But nice for Ado, and good performance actually.
Yeah, of course, Wednesday's feature was the Tote.com Galway Plate. Going to one of the anti-post gambles of the meeting in Burris was a 16-1 shot 10 days out before the big race on Wednesday. Tom and Gordon Elliott and Luke Dempsey, Julio obliging to hold off, I suppose, what was a very, very good performance from Black Horton and from Paul Nicholls and Briony Frost.
Well, actually, you know, funny enough, it was a cracking race, because if you look at the first four home in particular, let's just stick with the first four for the moment. Burris had won a couple of novice hurdles over in England by the length of the straight, like both times, so it's probably reasonably hard to assess the horse, but you kind of knew that when it was capable of doing that, and the fact that it had plenty of experience over fences, that it was a likely type for it. Just a concern about the ground, but I think it won handily. I know there was a kind of a loose horse in the straight that might have caused a little bit of an issue for Black Horton. I don't think it made a difference to the result, but like, what a cracking ride that Briony Frost gave Black Horton, and what a great run, you know, off top by 11 stone 10. When you're thinking that Burris had 10-2, like, I mean, that's a huge difference. It's £22. And Dennis O'Regan, of course, another Cork jockey, he gave Snugsborough Penny an absolute pearler of a ride. Just gave it. I know they say the report will say it just failed for a second, but you know what? He brought it there with absolutely every chance to win the race. There was nothing more he could have done with it. And Peregrine won. What a smashing horse for Peter Fahey. He's just been in superb form. He won a few over fences, then he went back and he won over hurdles, and it looked like his chance had gone for the Galway hurdle or Galway place. He'd gone up to 11-9, and he ran a superb race in fourth place. I mean, it was just a cracking race. Burris, I suppose, can go on from this. He can probably win a few more, but he'll probably get a nice little hike for that win.
Yeah, there was a couple of impressive winners along the card as well. Build Me Up Buttercup won very cosily in that qualified riders maiden, of course, and I like the way you're thinking. Big as 8-1 on Tuesday night, Tommy, finished up 2-1 favourite, and was swinging home, turning in.
Yeah, I got a little bit of trouble. Not the only one on the week to get a bit of trouble and still win. Linger for Joseph O'Brien did something similar. I like the way of thinking, and Linger are both in again the weekend, and I like the way of thinking has gone up £15, I think is what he has for his win. He's running off a mandatory penalty the weekend. I suspect he'll win on Sunday too. Gavin Cromwell is a trainer I think is... This season, I know we've always liked him, you know, we've always thought he was a decent trainer, and he's always shown plenty, and he did win a champion hurdle, of course. But I think this season, particularly in the last 2-3 months, he has shown that he can produce a lot of winners in a lot of handicap races, and he can bring them up. He really knows what he's doing. I think he is showing the type of form that suggests that he'll go to another level as a trainer. He'd be a type of fella who won't be worried about winning handicaps off 50 and 60 in a couple of seasons' time. He'll have good horses.
Okay, and of course, yes, there's Guinness Galway Hurdle going to the way of Tony Martin, who's got his name back in the big handicap sheet. Of course, Robert Power winning his second Galway Hurdle, John Breslin's second Galway Hurdle as well, of course, after the back of Quick Jack's win in 2015.
Yeah, a nice performance by Tudor City. It was kind of a funny race because there was no pace on. And actually, to be fair to Mark Enright, of course, won the plate last year. He gave due reward, an absolutely superb ride. You know, he went to the front. He was able to slow it down. Nobody was keen to take him on. Sole Pretender, top weight, was there with Johnny Burke. And they were in second place. It was funny because I thought that something along the way, even the likes of maybe Conor McNamara was riding for William Munns and Stratham, I thought that maybe they might decide he's a stayer, let's kick him on. But nobody seemed to really keen to do it. So Mark Enright did the right thing. He had his horse in second gear, and actually it was only late on that the little bit of pace of Tudor City, I would have had him down as a doubtful stayer. Tony Martin says he's staying a bit better this year, which is probably fair enough, but he probably didn't have to stay 2 miles really strongly. Okay, you're winning a Galway Hurdle, so it is a great run, and you have to have some degree of stamina, but I think it was just a turn of pace that won for Tudor City. Brilliant ride by Robbie Power. And of course we have to mention, of course, Davis Charm for John Joe Walsh. Luckless here last year, missed the kick completely, got caught wide the whole way, things just didn't pan out. Finishing fourth yesterday, Philip Enright was in the plate. I thought that was a cracking run too.
Yeah, probably unlucky turning away from the stands the first time as well, getting very much hampered. Let's look at the weekend's action then, Tommy, because it's a busy weekend of racing here in Galway. We have 16 races to look through. The first race tomorrow is at 2 o'clock. It's a mixed card. Maiden Hurdle kicks off the card with a field of 20.
Yeah, this is one of the best races of the entire week, would you believe? And that doesn't make it very easy for a punter. The likes of Born by the Sea, Exit Pole was an impressive winner of a bumper. You have the likes of Multazem, who was reasonably high class, maybe a bit quirky. I think he refused to race in his last twice in England. He's having his first run for Gordon. You have Mr. Everest, I think he was second in this race last year. You have Top Moon for Joseph. You have two for William Mullins Batani, and a newcomer, Estelle Mabel. What a cracking race it is. I suppose the market will tell us a little bit tomorrow. I went with Exit Poll. I thought he was quite impressive, and I think Jessica Harrington's horses are in terrific form, but probably the market will tell us a bit tomorrow.
Okay, second race of the card is the €120,000 Galway Shopping Centre Handicap Hurdle. It's a Grade B contest over 2 mile and 6 furlongs. 2:30 start time, and again, we've got a field of 20 here, Tom.
Yeah, another interesting race. Of the 20 runners, I think 9 of them are owned by JP McManus, so not quite easy to figure out. Rock the Bond down the very bottom is interesting, off 9-11. Mark Enright riding it for John Kiley. Won on the flat the last day. Has definitely shown potential over hurdles. And one of his runs, I think his second last run over hurdles, would give him a really good chance. He's only a 5-year-old, plenty of time to improve. I thought Rock the Bomb was interesting. The other ones that I liked, JP's horse coming over from England, Nick Gifford, Did They Leave You Out Too? I thought that was an interesting sort. I think it's related, not that far away from Denman. So I thought that had plenty of potential for improvement. You know, difficult race, but maybe did they leave you out too for me? And obviously Great White Shark was an impressive winner of the Connacht Hotel race here, the former GPT on Monday. So I think that's interesting as well. But down the bottom, Rock the Bond. So did they leave you out too, and Rock the Bond for me.
Okay, the Forerunner Mile Maiden for 2-year-olds is next, but I suspect there's not a whole lot really between the top three here.
Probably not. I thought Emperor of the Sun ran a real eye-catching race below in Killarney. Horse of Geraldine's is the one when Aidan had a horse. Arthur's Kingdom, I think it was 2-9 and got touched off, beaten by a newcomer of Geraldine's. Emperor of the Sun made nice late progress into third place and thought it would improve a bit. So Emperor of the Sun is probably the one to beat. But then again, the market will tell you whether it's Delta Dawn or Emperor of the Sun.
Okay, we move on to another mile maiden, this time for 3-year-olds and upwards. And I suppose the eye turns straight to number 17 here on the card, Time Tunnel, of course, who was given that superb ride by Frankie Dettori down in Killarney. Eye touched off on the line.
Yeah, he was. It was almost a pity, I suppose, to some degree, because the crowd would have loved the winner there. But time tunnel may be slightly quirky. There's a rating of 78. I don't know if that'll be good enough tomorrow. I hear very good word of Lancaster House. It's a newcomer of Aidan O'Brien's, Dunnock O'Brien in the plate, drawn one, which is ideal, of course, around here. I thought if it is as good as I'm hearing, it will win. And darkened there for John Oxran, third on debut. A nice little run. I thought that could go well. But Lancaster House is a bit of a talking horse. A 3-year-old having its first start and probably be hard to beat.
Okay, 7 furlong nursery handicap is the €20,000 contest due off at 4:10. And looking at the top of the 9 runners here, of course, Royal County Down, who won only last Friday night, made hard work of it up and down Royal, but winning just on the end.
Yeah, it was odds on for that race and probably had to work very hard to win it. This is a race, I think last year we got a nice winner, but I'm not sure if we get quite a good a price. But I like Justina here. She's a filly trained by Jessica Harrington. Of course, her 2-year-olds have been in superb form all season. Justina won on debut, nice performance, came wide, challenged late and won. I thought she looked very green last time out when she finished second behind Locker Below in Killarney. It was a race in which Geraldine's had a decent horse. Marchand Ensemble, I think it was, finished third. I think that was a pretty good race below in Killarney. I think a mark of 82 might just underestimate Justina. She looks quite green again the last day. She'd probably step up from it, and I thought she'd be hard to beat.
Okay, let's move on to the next handicap on the card, and it's the 7 furlong handicap, the Adrenaline Hotel handicap at 4:45. We've got a full field here of 16, and I suppose the top weight here, Make a Challenge, who was already a winner this past week.
Yeah, of course, that was the race in which the Campbell just failed.
Yes.
Beckwith Place, I think the whole of Galway was on it. Probably saved your bacon a small bit, Pat. I'd say if that had got up on the line, you might have been below in yaw by this stage, but or below in killer, should I say. Yeah, look, Make a Challenge has a small bit of a squeak. It's carrying a mandatory £6 penalty. Probably has a little bit to do with that, to be honest about it. I think this is a difficult race. I wouldn't have a great opinion on War Hero, Colin Keane and Aidan McGuinness. I thought that ran well the other day. I think that has a good draw. It'll go close. And the other one that interested me was Angels for Johnny Murta. So maybe War Hero just to beat Angels in a very, very difficult race.
Okay, we've got another handicap. The penultimate race of the card is the mile and a half handicap, sponsored by McDonald Capital Investments. 5:20 is the due off time, and we've got a field of 18 here, Tom.
Yeah, obviously the eye will be drawn to One Cool Poet. He won over a mile earlier in the week, then he won over a mile and a half in the week, and this is a horse that came into this meeting with a record of 1 from 29. It was hardly inspiring, but look, it just got to show you the ability of Matthew Smith as a young trainer. He's from Kilmessan in County Meath, and Billy Lee rode the horse both times. Two smashing rides. Now I'm not sure that he's going to win a third time, but you'd be foolish to overlook it very quickly. So it's gone up £12. That wouldn't be a major issue, because it's a horse that's always had talent. You know, it tended just to get touched off, come there looking like it was going to win, trade very short in the exchanges and get touched off. But to my idea, the best bet of the day tomorrow is in this race. It's King Pellinor for Aidan O'Brien, third behind Trossachs the last day. I think that's a good form, you know relative to this. I think a mark of 77 is reasonable for, you know, first time up. It has wearing cheap pieces tomorrow. King Pellinor drawn four, ideal. I mean, it can just sit handy. I thought King Pellinor would be very hard to beat. Sharp Focus, of course, is interesting. Was desperately unlucky here on Tuesday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Sharp Focus for John Murphy. Colin Keith is riding again. Now, the only thing is he got drawn 19 on the first run here during the week. Drawn 20 tomorrow. Hardly ideal. So maybe Sharp Focus could run on late into the places. But I think King Pellinor will be extremely hard to beat. That's my nap of the weekend. King Pellinor.
Okay, and closing out the Mayor's Bumper tomorrow, Tom. Always a very competitive race each and every year. We've got a couple of interesting runners. One that catches the eye, I suppose, is the Mayor that won the Gay Mayor's Final at Ballynoe, number 4 there, Diamond Dozen for the Shark Hand, who's been probably, could be slightly disappointing on soft ground, but maybe the better ground here might suit her that a little bit better tomorrow.
Yeah, beaten in two point-to-point bumpers. Last two out, I think was it in Tipperary and Cork. The last two has shown plenty of ability, as you say. Blue Header I thought was a bit disappointing the last day. That's the top one there. So to me, it's between William Mullins and Matthew Smith here. Sky Ace and Springsteen's Girl. I thought Springsteen's Girl ran particularly well, and Jamie Coyle rides it, and I think that'll be the one to beat.
Okay, so that's Saturday's card. Let's move on to the seventh and final day of the 150th running of the Galway races here in Ballybrit. And kicking off at 2:15 on Sunday is the Adair Manor Opportunity Handicap, of course, for claiming professional jockeys. And we've got a full field here of 20 going to post.
Yeah, Charles Brune is seeking a hat-trick. He's from Mr. Shanahan there. Donny McInerney is riding it. As long as he hasn't been on the beer, the horse will have a chance. Of course, I'm joking. He was the famous video of being brought into the pub afterwards when he won the last time out. You know, it just goes to show you there are still characters in Irish racing. Look at the obvious one to beat is I Like the Way You're Thinking. He won over 2.5 the other day, landed a massive gamble. He is dropping back to 2 miles. It may not be ideal, but like he's running under a £5 penalty. Darragh O'Keefe is taking off two. Gavin Cromwell is in great form. I think he's gone up £15, I think it is. So look, in theory, he's £10 well in, and in truth, he's probably more than that well in. So look, it's going to be very, very hard to beat. I Like the Way You're Thinking.
Okay, the second race is the Kenny Galway Handicap Hurdle, €20,000 over 3 miles, and the eye here is drawn to number 15 in the card, of course, locally trained Micheál Griffin's Bye Bye Oh Boy, who has won the last two in the bounce in Kilbeggan and Limerick.
Yeah, what a smashing horse he is. I mean, 12 years of age to be producing the type of performances he produced the last twice. I mean, below Limerick he had to dig deep too, and he's just what a smashing horse he's been. It's a testament to Micheál Griffin, as you say, and Davy Russell, of course, riding him. It would be a good result. Brogan's been in great form too. He's a 9-year-old, another one who's finding his form here. I think Ravetto was a winner here last year. Actually ran well on the flat just 6 days ago. Just to me, this will be interesting. That was on Monday. I think it was in the big race. Ravetta, she just ran well here. But there's two that catch my eye in particular. Bally Egan Hero was a winner at this meeting last year, wasn't it? Last year or year before? Bally Egan Hero, trained by John Joe Walsh, ridden by Ambrose McCurtain. He ran in Ballinrobe the last day in his first run for a while, and it really caught the eye. That was only 12 days ago. Caught the eye, travelling extremely well. John Joe had a winner that day with Broder, so that one really interested me. The other one that catches my eye a little bit is Gerald O'Loughlin's horse, Watch Your Status, who ran the other day and ran a nice race into third place. That was over 2.5, stepping up to 3 miles on Sunday. I think Watch Your Status has a big chance. So Bally Egan Hero on Watch Your Status for me.
Okay, the 3.20 is the Fornek going Irish Auction Maiden, of course, the series over 7 furlongs, €25,000 in the price pot, and 14 declared here.
It's actually a race I don't have a bet in. The reason being, I think Patala Palace is the most likely winner, but I'm not sure that I want to back the horse. Runner up the last twice, once behind Justina, who I do fancy tomorrow. Patala Palace, just something that doesn't convince me entirely, although I just say his rating of 84 is probably good enough. Interesting that Richard Hannan brings over a horse, Menzin Ernst, in number 2 there. That's an interesting one. And Raven's Cry, Paddy Toomey, runner up on debut, although it was well beaten. There is a bit of an outsider I thought it might have a bit of a chance. There's only 8/11 to carry. Helvic Dream, trained by Noel Mead. And I ran a Down Royal over 5 furlongs. And the last thing you want to do in Down Royal over 5 furlongs is take your time, because they go a lick and they just keep going. This one was on debut, kind of a slow away. Never really got into the contest, but I like the way it strided out towards the end of the race, and this is stepping up from 5 to 7 furlongs. I think that'll suit it. Colin Keane is riding it, which is interesting too. So look, at Patala Palace would probably be the most likely winner. Don't really want to back it. I'd rather have it an each way on Helvic Dream.
Okay, we mentioned a little bit earlier on about Saltonstall. He's been declared for the 3.55 race on Sunday. That's the Ahenora Handicap worth €120,000. And Saltonstall, with this £7 penalty, Tom, do you think he'll go close?
He can, yeah. He had to come wide the last day, and I think he probably won with a little bit in hand. You know, Ado's horses are obviously in good form, and Colin Keane is a brilliant rider. He has a chance, but it's a difficult race. Rufus King, I think, was in that race the other day and ran very well as well. I think he could go from the front and might go a little bit closer this time. And the one that I'm most interested in, and Quirky, now this is one you want to be getting a price about, because she is definitely quirky, but she catches the eye nearly every time. That's probably not a good thing. You'd like to see them win more races, but Madam Seamstress there for Jim Bulger and Kevin Manning. It's drawn 9. That's okay. You know, it's a 16 runner handicap, maybe not ideal, but she stays well. She has won over 5 furlongs. I think the seven furlongs isn't an issue, and she caught my eye the last day in a better races. This is definitely a drop in class for Madam Seamstress. She should be a price, and I think she's an each way best. She'll get 4 places, so Madam Seamstress for me.
Okay, the 4.30 back over jumps, we go to the fences. Tommy, this is a conditions contest over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, €30,000 in the prize pot. We've got a couple of interesting runners here, including Nicky Henderson's Tenival, but I suppose the one that catches the eye here really, Tommy, is York Hill, who was unseated in that Galway Plate during the week. Can he come back to the form that he showed 2 or 3 seasons ago?
Well, he won't do that, I don't think, but by God, this is an opportunity for him. I don't want to back him either, by God. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, he seems to see his saddle slipped, I think, after jumping the other day early in the race, in the plate, and he left Paul Townend on the ground. Paul Townend has gone with him again ahead of some neck. Is it significant? No, because he's receiving £7 from a horse that he's officially rated £10 superior to. So in theory, he is £17 in hand. I don't want to be cruel now, but this is like a race for bewildered horses. I mean, they all seem to be out of form. Maybe not Bletchley Castle, of course, a 10-year-old there for David Lochnan, but the others seem to be pretty much out of form. It's a really difficult race. I went with Tayan Valde, horse of Nicky Henderson's, but then, I mean, it's a token selection in a really difficult race. Maybe York Hill will do it. I think Willie won it last year. It's normally won by horses that have run in the Galway Plate. I don't know. I mean, it's probably a race to stay out of, to be quite honest.
Okay, so that's the 4:30 race. Let's move on then to the 5:00. That is the Lord Hempel Memorial Handicap over 2.25 miles. And a big field here of 15, Tommy.
Yeah, just talking to some statisticians Dermot Weld has his first winner in Galway in 1972, and the last time he didn't have a winner at the meeting was in 1980, would you believe? He has Lake Takapuna here, cheap pieces, first time. I'd like to see it win. I'd like to see DK get the winner on the card. Maybe he'll get it before that. Maybe you know, he had a chance tonight now, but I'm afraid that's a non-runner now. But the two that interested me most were Orjan de Somoza, Rachel Blackmore for Henry de Bramhead, ran well the last day, and Mighty Stowaway, of course, owned by the Mees, trained by Shaq Callan, Danny Mullins is riding it. It's a big horse, back over fences again, jumps quite well, stays quite well. This is only 2.2 miles, is no problem at all. So the top two for me, but I would like to see DK get a winner. So Lake Takapuna and Davy Russell, maybe Davy can do it for him. Of course, they teamed up to win at the Cheltenham Festival a few years ago at Windsor Park. So hopefully that DK will get a winner.
Okay, the penultimate race of the meeting is the Mile 5 Extended Handicap, and we have 18 declared here, Tommy, and once again we'll see two winners from this past week going head-to-head in Upgraded and Linger.
Yeah, this is a very interesting race because you've got the likes of Acclimatio. I mean, Robbie Colgan, who rode Upgraded the other day and gave it, what a brilliant ride he gave it from the front, unfortunately, because I was on 8 and Bob. He gave it a brilliant ride from the front, but he's gone for Acclimatio of Tony Martins, of course, runs in the same colours, does Galway Hurdle winning colours of John Breslin. Gavin Ryan takes £7 off Upgraded. He's gone up £6, so in theory he's a pound better off Upgraded. I don't think he'll quite get away with it tomorrow. I thought he informed that Upgraded had a chance the other day, but the issue I had with him was that the ground had gone, so it was a bit too quick, I thought. Now, clearly didn't affect him too much, Upgraded, but Aiden Bob, I think he just lacks a little bit of turn of pace on good ground. You know, he just can't find that extra. The one to beat, I think, is when Dinard goes there, no means has a chance, but Linger, it's won over hurdles, a bit like the way I think, and it got a bit of trouble, but it absolutely dotted up. Joseph has it in great form. I thought it might actually see it over hurdles again this week, but it's interesting that they're going for a flat race, and I think Linger will take a fair bit of beating.
Okay, and the final race, of course, is the Father Sean Breen Memorial. Of course, one of the great characters in racing was Father Breen, and we've got 9 declared here, Tommy, and this is actually quite an interesting race to close out the 150th meeting of the Galway races.
Yeah, it's a great race actually to finish it out, Patrick. The two, I suppose, you probably concentrate on are Blazing Emily from the William Mullen stable and Meticulous from Joseph O'Brien stable. Now, strictly on form, Meticulous is the one to beat. A finished runner-up to Envoy Allen 2 runs ago. Finished 8th in the Cheltenham Bumper. It's Damn Refinement ran in the Cheltenham Bumper twice, actually. It's just a classy horse, Meticulous. It hasn't run 144 days. Don't really know what to make of that. He just leaves me wondering a small bit. Now, Blazing Emily made a debut for William Mullins. Kenny Alexander owns it. It won. It beat Risk Factor, the horse that ran here the other day. I think she did. I was just reading the quote from Patrick just after that race, and he said, look, we'd had plenty of problems with Blazing Emily, but just had got her right eventually, you know, and he didn't want to give her a real hard time. So he took his time on that and kind of quickened up and won the race. Risk Factor came at a late run, but Blazing Emily was always holding it. She, of course, is a daughter of Blazing Tempo, who won the Galway Plate for William Mullins and Rich Ritchie. And so, you know, she's obviously got a bit of class, and I suppose down the line, if they can keep her right, it should be one for jumping hurdles and jumping fences. A real nice prospect. I marginally prefer her to Meticulous, even though the form definitely says Meticulous is the one to beat. I think Willie's horses are in superb form, and Blazing Emily can finish the meeting on a high for Willie, who is going to be the champion trainer once again.
Okay, just to run through the English racing then, we've got racing in Goodwood tomorrow. Of course, the Stewards' Cup is the feature on the card there tomorrow. No Irish runners in that tomorrow. Of course, Sunday we've got racing in Deauville, where the Prix Maurice de Geest is the feature racing the card. Aidan O'Brien's Le Brivido going there on Sunday, I should say, along with So Perfect as well. So best luck to the master trainer of Ballydoyle there with that one. And of course, racing on Monday then, Bank Holiday Monday, is of course at Nace, where they get underway at 2:05. And of course, there's a National Hunt card up at the Cork Race Course in Mallow, of course, kicking off at 2:20. Tommy, before I let you go, give me your best bets of the weekend here in Ballybrit.
Yeah, I think King Pellinor tomorrow runs in the 5:20 race to the McDonough Capital Investments handicap for Aidan O'Brien. Great draw, looks like an improving horse. It hasn't run in 7 weeks, not too worried about that. It'll be plenty fit enough. 77 looks a steal of a mark. And I talked about her being quirky and all that, but I think that Madam Seamstress on Sunday, she's very interested in that. I know she has a good chance. She's an each way bet, I say. She's a bit quirky, but she's smart enough on her day, and I think on Sunday she'll run a big race for Jim Bulger and Kevin Manning. 3:55 on Sunday, the Ahanura.
Okay, Tommy, look, thanks a million for joining us, and enjoy the weekend's racing.
Thank you.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.